Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, we have breaking news out of Goldsboro. This is a live look right now. There's a heavy law enforcement presence, and Michael Grace is there in the WRL breaking news tracker to tell us what is happening on that scene.
Plus, more than 50 dead amid the destructive wildfires in Maui. Now the local Red Cross is pitching in to send relief to those in need. What's expected to happen today as a group prepares to head to Hawaii?
And it feels a little more comfortable as you step outside. Most of today will end up being dry, but I'll show you who might see a stray storm later today.
Welcome to your Friday morning, and thank you for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along here as we get our Friday rolling on. Welcome back. A little one-day special here before the weekend.
I decided to come back on Friday. I mean, the best day to come back, right?
Exactly. Monday and Friday wrapped up together.
Exactly.
Elizabeth Gardner, meantime, in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Loving these numbers right now, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Michelle, you picked a good day to be here, definitely. 67 is our dew point. Now, technically, that pings the muggy meter over here. But this time of year, any time that we can get it into the 60s for a dew point, you probably notice the difference. It's when we get into the 70s, especially, you know, 72, 73, that's where it feels so oppressively sticky. So not bad out there this morning. Our temperature is 70. That's a live look at downtown Durham. We're looking at sunshine for a good chunk of the day today. So we have clear skies. So we have the tower, the top of the tower lit up in blue for you this morning. Right now it is 66 in Roxborough, 70 in the Triangle, 74 in Rocky Mount, but 78 in Fayetteville. So it is a little bit warmer down to the south this morning. Skies are clear, as I mentioned, to walk out the door this morning, and that's going to be the case for a while. We'll roll it on out closer to lunchtime, and we'll see mostly sunny skies. Real pretty morning. In the afternoon, notice we just have big, puffy, cirrus cumulus clouds that pop up, and that's stopping at 5 o'clock. But late today, there's a small chance of a thunderstorm in our southern county. So we'd be talking about Southern Pines, Fayetteville, Clinton having a chance of seeing an isolated storm. Not a lot of people seeing rain today. You know the drill. It is August, and even though it feels a little more comfortable this morning, it's going to be a hot afternoon with a high of 92, and the heat is our big story over the weekend. I'll show you when our heat indices are back in the triple digits.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Goldsboro, where there is a heavy police presence on Oak Street. It's right in northeast side of the town. I'm going to get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker, and I was still working to find out with the public information officer as to what is going on, but you can see they've got crime tape up there at the end of the block. There's been a lot of roadblocks from police, so this is actually the closest I've been able to get here on scene, but again, still working with the public information officer to find out what exactly is going on and what exactly is being investigated. Live in Goldsboro, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We are seeing growing destruction and heartbreak in Hawaii this morning after those tragic wildfires. This is all that remains of the town of Lahaina after flames left hundreds of homes and businesses. You can see just in ashes. 55 are confirmed dead this morning, and Hawaii's governor says he expects that number will rise significantly. The deadly wildfires have been raging across Maui and Hawaii's Big Island since Tuesday night. Dry conditions and strong winds are making the situation worse and making rescue efforts a challenge. President Biden approved a disaster declaration yesterday, and the Coast Guard and National Guard are joining local efforts to help survivors.
And this morning, disaster responders here in North Carolina will provide an update on their relief efforts in Maui. A group of them will be headed there to help. And WRL's Laura Levine joins us this morning from the Red Cross. Tell us how these local volunteers are jumping into action, Laura.
Well, as we know, Jeff, whenever there is a disaster, whether it's here in our home state or hundreds of miles away, North Carolinians always want to help. And that is no different for the American Red Cross here. They're planning to send disaster responders to Maui to support. Now, the American Red Cross of NC tells us they are sending six disaster responders to provide aid to locals and tourists in need. They plan on handing out food and water and assessing damage along the way. A spokesman with the organization says the greatest need is helping those who have been displaced.
So we've actually opened up multiple shelters, and within the first couple hours, we've seen thousands of residents take advantage of those shelters.
And those disaster responders plan to stay there for at least 3 weeks, which is a typical timeline for whenever they are sent to support other states or areas in need. And of course, if you are at home and want to support, you can head over to our website at WREL.com, where we have linked to resources. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
It was on this day last year when a Wake County deputy was gunned down in the line of duty. Today, we remember Deputy Ned Byrd, and several community events are planned this weekend in his honor. On the evening of August 11th, Byrd pulled over to investigate a truck on the side of Battle Bridge Road in southeastern Wake County. He was on his way to canine training and left the dog Sasha in the car. Moments later, his life ended. An autopsy shows that he was shot four times. Brothers Arturo Marine Sotelo and Alder Marine Sotelo are charged with Byrd's murder.
And in May, Michelle, the younger brother, Alder Marine Sotelo, escaped a jail in Virginia. He was on the run for nearly 4 days before he was arrested again in Mexico. And recently, his sister, Adriana Marine Sotelo, pleaded guilty to helping him break out of jail. Deputy Byrd will be honored with community events this weekend. The Wake County Sheriff's Office plans to hold a private ceremony this morning. However, the community is invited to PNC Arena tomorrow for free Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and self-defense seminars. Several of the instructors who trained with Byrd will be there. It's happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the event is free. Organizers are asking for donations that will go toward charities for fallen officers' families.
Attorneys from both sides in the federal case against former President Donald Trump over the 2020 election will be in court this morning. They'll be discussing a protective order that would prohibit Trump from talking about confidential evidence in the case. Trump's attorneys argue the order would violate his right of free speech. Yesterday, special counsel Jack Smith says he wants the trial to begin January 2nd of 2024. That would be just days before the Iowa caucuses. Smith's office says the trial would take place, would take 4 to 6 weeks, which would take Trump off the campaign trail in the critical early weeks of Republican primary voting. Trump's team has until next week to give the court its preferred start date for the trial.
Another key indicator will be released this morning to show us which direction the U.S. economy is headed. The PPI report, the Producer Price Index, is set to come out at 8:30. It measures the average change over time, and today's data focuses on July, last month. It comes just one day after a CPI report, the consumer product information, that showed inflation ticking up for the first time last month. Now, consumer prices rose by 3.2% last year, which experts say rising rental rates across the country drove much of the increase.
Hollywood writers and studios are going back to the negotiating table today to try and end that strike that has your favorite TV shows and movies on pause right now. The Writers Guild says it's ready to reach a deal and get back to work, and it's hopeful the studios will respond to the proposals. Today's meeting will be the first between the two sides since last week, which was just a talk about resuming talks. Film and TV writers have been on strike for more than 100 days, demanding more streaming residuals and higher pay.
Durham Rescue Mission is getting ready for its annual back-to-school party. The event helps families in need get school supplies and other important items to kids and get kids ready to go back to school. WRIO's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to explain why this event is important for setting students up for success. Kelsey, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. We already have some volunteers that are out getting ready to do some barbecuing and grilling to welcome these students that are going to be here in just a few hours. There's going to be hundreds of students and families here at the Durham Rescue Mission who are in need during this back-to-school session, or rather season. Data shows that prices for school supplies like pencils have jumped more than 23% over the past 4 years, making it difficult for some families to afford what their kids need. Students who come to today's event will receive a free backpack full of every school supply you can imagine, pencils, pens, papers, and notebooks. They will also get a $25 gift card to the Rescue Mission's thrift store for back-to-school clothes. The president and CEO of the Durham Rescue Mission, Rob Tart, says the number of children who come to their giveaway has increased each year since COVID.
Fill up a tank of gas right now and go to the grocery store. And then your kid needs all these things for school. This is only going to help those single moms and single parents that are out there that are struggling.
Now, if you or someone you love has a child that is in need of some school supplies, you can come here today starting at 10 o'clock this morning. And this isn't just a back-to-school giveaway. This is also going to be a party. They've got barbecue, prizes, all kinds of fun to make sure that these students kick off their school year with a great start. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Drivers in Wake Forest need to be aware of some road work that's expected to cause delays. Crews will work today, Saturday, and Monday on the NC-98 bypass near Ligon Mill Road. That'll cause lane reductions from 9 to 4 today and Saturday and from 10 to 1 on Monday. Drivers should stay away from the area if they can to avoid backups. Well, coming up, what started as a trip to McDonald's turned into an interview with Raleigh police. A confrontation at the drive-thru window turns violent. Plus.
And then I felt like my arm got blown off.
That's a 15-year-old lifeguard describing the moment she was struck by lightning at a public school in Rowan County.
And you're looking live over the DBAP this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will give us a look at this weekend's forecast. That's next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, a nice quiet morning out there. This is a live look at Sanford when I was walking out this morning. Beautiful little sliver of a crescent moon. Just looks gorgeous out there right now. Town by town, our temperatures are on the comfortable side in some spots, like Tarboro sitting at 68, Lewisburg at 68. Most of us heading out the door into temperatures in the 70s, but our dew point isn't too bad this morning. It feels pretty comfortable, actually. 78 in Fayetteville, it's 72 in Irwin, and 74 degrees right now in Rocky Mount. So dog walking forecast, not too bad out there. Definitely we can have mornings this time of year that feel a lot more oppressive. So not feeling too bad. At 7 a.m. we could drop it down to 69. It is going to be a hot afternoon. We'll see a high of 92, and some of our southern counties could see a few storms. I'll show you coming up.
Good morning. Ken Smith here in the WRAL Live Center, continuing our coverage of those wildfires in Hawaii. New video into our newsroom this morning showing the donations that are just pouring in to Maui because of those wildfires. Thousands of residents have we've been reporting have been displaced by those fires, tourists as well, because of those wildfires ravaging the towns. Several shelters are open to assist those in the islands, and several local organizations are collecting donations. As you can see here, people are dropping off essentials, including clothing, pillows, hygiene supplies, food, and water. And as we reported at the top of the broadcast, we have a local team from the Red Cross heading over to Maui to assist. We'll continue to monitor this developing story right here in our newscast.
They need that help. Ken, thanks. Scary scene at a Raleigh McDonald's. Witnesses say a driver tried to pull two employees through the drive-thru window. This happened on Trawick Road around 9:30 last night. Those witnesses say the employees were able to get away and nothing was stolen. No one was hurt. Raleigh police had the entrance and exit to the restaurant taped off while they interviewed people inside. There's no word on if any arrests have been made.
The town of Wake Forest is asking parents to keep an eye on their teens during tonight's Friday Night on White event. Organizers say parents have been dropping their teens off unsupervised at the monthly events, leading to problems, including property damage and theft. They say all minors at the event should be accompanied by an adult.
Last few days weren't typical ending for the North Carolina teen's summer because she was struck by lightning. Brinley Steger from China Grove worked as a lifeguard this summer. And one day she went out to get an umbrella and heard thunder, saw a huge mass of electricity near her, and she felt a sharp pain in her arm and said it felt like her arm had fallen off.
And then I felt like my arm got blown off. So I looked down at my arm, and my mom, apparently, she said that she saw orange and blue surrounding my arm.
Yeah, she was then rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment. She's now recovering at home, and she says the muscle in her arm is very weak and she can't pick anything up.
Wow, it's really scary. Glad she's okay. Well, the traditional school year begins in just a few weeks for thousands of children in the Triangle. And this morning, time is ticking for districts to find a fix for their bus driver shortages. In Durham, they only need a handful of drivers for the upcoming school year, but the district says that number is in flux and they're always hiring. In Wake County, they've had to reduce the number of routes because they don't have enough drivers. The nationwide shortage has been a problem since the pandemic.
In honor for a local legend, the late, great Jimmy Valvano is being inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. And WREL's Casey Hintz reports from a rainy Springfield.
Hey, good morning, everyone. From Springfield, Massachusetts, I'm standing outside of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, where so many greats have joined basketball's immortality. And tomorrow, NC State legend, the late, great Jim Valvano will rightfully take his place alongside him, as Jimmy V will be enshrined as a contributor for the class of 2023. Let's talk a little bit about timing. That's four decades to the year after Jimmy V led the pack on that improbable run to a national title. It's also 30 years this year that he lost his battle to cancer, but not before he created the Jimmy V Foundation, which has gone on to raise over $300 million for cancer research. We talk about a contributor in every way. Now, the Hall of Fame activities get underway today. We'll have a chance to speak to the Valvano family who made the trip up here. Plus, other members of this year's class get a chance to ask them about the legacy of Jimmy V and just what it means to be here this weekend. I'll have all of that coming up tonight on WREL. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Springfield, Massachusetts.
4:48 the time right now, and Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what is happening today. That look outside, we're starting off awfully nice here on a Friday.
You know, it feels pretty good. You know, a lot of times after we've had rain come through, it feels just a little bit more comfortable. A lot of times it'll clear out the atmosphere. It's not a big change, but I really thought it felt pretty pleasant. Our dew point's at 67. When our dew point is in the 70s, that's when it feels most oppressively sticky. So 67 is not bad. Now, you know, we really would love to get it into the 50s, and that's slim possibility for maybe parts of next week. We'll see how that goes. 70 degrees currently around the triangle. Temperatures are going to hold around 70 all the way up until around 8 or 9 o'clock. It is going to be another hot afternoon. It is August, but we take a look and we're sitting in the steamy zone right now. But again, you know, we're used to some temperatures, dew point temperatures in the 70s, so it doesn't feel too bad. It's going to be a pretty day today. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy. 92 in Raleigh, 90 in Durham, 92 in Fayetteville. Yes, hot, but we won't see oppressive heat indices today. That really starts up tomorrow. So it should be a really nice evening at the ballpark at 6 o'clock tonight. The Durham Bulls throw out the first pitch. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s, falling into the low 80s by the time the game is over. We take a look at Futurecast. Things are quiet for us now. We have clear skies. We'll see partly cloudy skies through the afternoon. But there are a few spots that could see an isolated storm. That front that came through yesterday to bring us that rain midday has settled down near the South Carolina line. So late this afternoon, there could be a few storms around Southern Pine, down into Hope County, Cumberland County, Sampson County. That's not likely to affect most of us, but again, if you're in some of those counties bordering South Carolina, there could be a few isolated storms. Looking at heat for the weekend, 92 today. It'll feel more like mid-90s this afternoon. We hit 95 Saturday. It'll feel like 100, but by Sunday and Monday, the heat index is 105 to 107, and that could put us into a heat advisory Sunday and Monday. We'll also end up with a better chance for storms those days, which could help to keep those temperatures a little lower. We'll talk about our potential for rain early next week coming up. Brand new, the National Hurricane Center. First of all, we don't expect any tropical development for the next 5 days. It's been fairly quiet for the last week or so, which has been nice to see. NOAA, the National Hurricane Center, put out its updated forecast for the season, and they changed it from a normal season to an above normal season, a 60% chance of that. So 14 to 21 named storms, and the average is 14. The average number of hurricanes is 7. They're going with 6 to 11, and 3 major hurricanes, and the is average, and they're going 2 to 5. So it's been quiet. Looks like it's going to stay quiet for a while, but we'll see how things develop as we get into the peak of the season, which is really just a few weeks away. Sunday, 97, a few scattered thunderstorms as we start next week. Again, we'll walk through the timeline for those coming up in just a bit.
Thanks, Elizabeth. You might want to check your kitchen this morning. Some items you may have there may not be safe to use or eat. So coming up after the break, what we are learning about recalls involving a pressure cooker and some ice cream products sold right here in North Carolina.
Plus, how the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are looking to help some parents and students score a home run ahead of the new school year.